Welcome to the Aligned Mama Podcast. I'm Liz DeFinis, a mama to three incredible kids, wife, and an alignment coach. I have taken my background in occupational therapy and psychology and transformed it into a self-help platform just for you. Please join me for quick tips on integrating techniques into your life to create more space for peace and tranquility. Because, after all, finding and embracing joy is what life is all about. I look forward to serving you, and thanks for tuning in. Hey there, Aligned Mamas. Welcome back once again. We have a really fun, somewhat controversial topic to talk about today. We think about generations of parents. We think like, oh, well, they always wanted to be better than the last, right? Like we know and we recognize and we learn from our mistakes. And that's what we teach our kids too, right? We teach our kids that it's okay to make mistakes. We make mistakes and we learn from them and then we move forward. And I mean, realistically, I think even the word mistake is one that I prefer not to use, because what I really want my kiddos to recognize is that it's not really a mistake. It's a decision. Every decision that we make has a consequence. There's something that happens, and a consequence doesn't have to be bad. We hear consequences and mistakes and we associate it with bad things, but really it's we make a decision and then something happens, and that thing that happens can either serve or and limit, right? So like there's going to be two sides to every coin. So it's like if I'm really, really hungry and I decide to eat an entire sleeve of cookies, it serves because it fills my belly, but it limits because I'm probably not going to feel the best. And it doesn't align with my vision of wanting to live a healthy lifestyle, right? So you see how that works? See, we can do this for kids too. And so this is really the question of how are we redefining and looking at our own mindset, our own ways that we view the world, and what kind of language patterns are we using and bringing into our language when we're talking to our children, and how is that impacting them? And the controversial part of this is no matter how good of a job you're doing right now, you're still messing them up. I know that doesn't feel good, right? Because you're like, no. Like I'm making sure I'm doing all the things and I'm limiting their screen time and I'm making them read books and I'm making sure they eat their vegetables. And it's like, right. But is any of that what it's really about? I mean, that's all part of it for sure. But I can tell you that one of the things that we're really lacking right now, especially in the United States for sure, but outside of the United States as well, mental health of children, mental health in general. Let's not talk about mental health. Let's talk about mental wellness. How mentally well is the human race as a whole? Think about this. I looked up a statistic the other day and it said 25% of children, 25% of children, almost. It said almost. It was like 24.8 are diagnosed with some sort of mental health related diagnosis, something like anxiety or depression, ADHD. And the real thing about this is like an epidemic in the mental health field. But what's really being done about it? Well, to be quite honest, a lot of this all has to do with our reflection of ourselves and a reflection that our kids can reflect on themselves and be able to develop a sense of self and build confidence and self-assurance in who they are. And that can't happen unless we do the same thing. So instead of always worrying about making the best parenting choices and cutting out that screen time and making sure you're following all the rules and you got the food pyramid there and you're making sure that they're eating healthy and well-balanced meals, maybe you're setting boundaries and you're not on your phone in the evenings and you're like, we're going to have quality family time and we're going to sit down and have meals at the table. And maybe you live close to family and you make sure that the kids are really involved in extended family activities. Or maybe you have had to set boundaries with family members and you're no longer even exposing or allowing your kids to spend time in the energy of certain toxic family members. The thing is that all of this is beneficial and all of this makes sense and it all contributes to their experience of growing up and living and learning life, right? But no matter what you do, you're gonna be blind to something. You're missing something. We're all missing something. That's what you gotta learn from this, right? Nothing is ever perfect. Nobody is perfect and nothing is ever perfect. So the question isn't, are you messing up your kids? It's how. And how can you level up your mindset? And how can you expand your own awareness and get more in touch with yourself so that you become more aware of those blind spots when they're there? You can recognize your behavior patterns and your thought patterns and the way that you talk to them and things that you say to them and how you approach certain things so that you can help them do the same. Because here's the thing, even as you become a better parent, say you decide to take all this action, you jump in, you're like, I'm going to hire a mindset coach, I'm going to do all the things, and I'm going to take action, I'm going to better myself, and then my kids are going to see me doing this, and then it's going to help them. Right, okay, yes, I mean, that's kind of it, but you're going down a rabbit hole there, right? We're not talking about jumping all in and going crazy, right? Sometimes it's these little baby steps that we just need to take. It's just one little micro decision. So maybe it's just one choice to journal one day a week, or maybe it's to jump in and do a meditation one day a week, or maybe it is to allow our kids to, something really simple here, right? Allow our kids to see us being vulnerable. Do you allow your children to connect with you and see your vulnerabilities? Do you allow yourself to really help them to really be able to jump in and give them an opportunity to explore their feelings as they watch you explore yours? Or are you the mom who's strong-willed and strong and showing up in all those ways, and you're just, you have all the answers, and they view you as this amazing role model who has all the answers? Or do they view you as this amazing role model who's also human, and that they get to feel validated in the feelings that they have because they can see and recognize that, hey, mommy has those feelings too? Can you imagine? Can you imagine what that's like if they got to really see the true you? But ask yourself that question. When was the last time you saw the true you? Who are you anyway? Do you really know? How do you answer that question? If you walked up to someone on the street, you met somebody, right? You meet somebody online or you meet somebody in person, and maybe you're like about to board a flight, and the person, you sit next to somebody down in the airport, and they sit there and they say, oh, hi, you know, I'm Joan. Like, who are you? And you say your name, and they say, like, what, you know, tell me more about you. How do you answer that? Tell me more about you. That is the most vague question ever, right? So what do you start with? Do you say like, oh, you know, my name is Susan and I have three kids and I live here and whatever? Do you say like, oh, I'm an occupational therapist and I'm an alignment coach and I'm a professor at a university? Or do you talk about yourself? You know, talk about something that really matters. A lot of times we describe ourselves as the labels that make us who we are, right? So we become a version of ourselves in the life that we live. You know how when you watch TV shows, sometimes by the end of a certain series, the characters become too much of themselves. You know, I love Friends, and Friends did a pretty good job with this. They didn't fall down this one too far. But, you know, sometimes they just become their own character. And so it's like, I know my husband and I talked about this before. If you've ever watched Seinfeld, for sure this happens. Like towards the end of it, they just become too much of themselves. And it's like, oh my gosh, like you can almost anticipate every single thing that they're going to say and do in every single situation, even though it's a totally different plot line and a different episode, because they're just too much of that. It's all just so predictable. And so sometimes in our lives, we just become this role of like who we think we're supposed to be, or who, based on who we've been. And so we become defined by the roles that we fulfill. So the type of job that we have, and that we're a mom and we're a spouse and we are an occupational therapist, and these labels start to define who we are rather than us defining who we are and then choosing to live our lives fulfilling roles and having labels based on it aligning with our true calling. And so this is where we get this all a little bit backwards, where if we don't know who we truly are and we're making decisions based on, well, I'm going to choose to be this because I'm going to make a good salary, so let me go to college based on, you know, that the world tells me that this is a good field to go into. The medical field's a great field to go into. You should go into that. It's definitely solid. It's not going anywhere. People are always going to need help. You can make good money. Like, that's definitely the field, right? But when you start making decisions from that point of view versus making a decision from, this is who I am. These are my core values. This is what is most important to me. And this is my vision for the future. I want to live a life where if my kids are sick, I can call off of work and it's not going to be the end of the world. I want to live in a world where, you know, I'm making enough money that I can be debt free. I want to live in a world where I don't need to make a lot of money because I love to have a minimalist lifestyle. And so I'm not going to need a lot of money to maintain that lifestyle. Oh, but I do want to make enough money to travel a lot because traveling the world is important to me. Okay. Knowing those visions, knowing where you want to go, and then making decisions from that space is so important. But here's the thing, my generation, we're catching on to this a little bit, right? The millennials, they're like, I don't want to go to the 9-to-5 in the office. I don't want to have to work overtime for free. I don't want to make a salary and just it be expected of me to just keep working extra hours and I get paid the same thing. Like, that's not right. I started to make a stand. And we got a lot of backlash on that about being lazy and all those good labels that we got. But when you're in that space, we're doing this, and millennials are definitely creating ripples and changes as all of this goes. And there's definitely a baby boomer generation out there and the generation after that that have feelings about this. But the bottom line is we're late to the game. It's never too late. Okay. It's never too late. So don't get me wrong. It's never too late. But if I knew now what I know at 35, when I was 20, how would that have changed the trajectory of my life? I don't want to change my life. Don't get me wrong. I love every part of what I do right now. I love it. Do I have days that are crazy? Yes. Am I super busy? Yes. Do I need to keep a good schedule to make sure I get it all done and do it all the right way? Yes. Is there a right way to do it? No. Am I always working on my mindset to bring more awareness to these things? Absolutely. But the bottom line is I live a life of fulfillment. I feel incredible every day just being able to wake up and be me and do what I do each and every day to the best of my ability. And that brings so much light and life into my life. So imagine if all of these changes and all of these things that I've done, if I would have had the baseline knowledge of being able to do these things back when I was younger. But that's the beauty of what we have the opportunity to do right now. Is pass this on to the next generation of kids. If we can show them the way, if we can help kids realize, hey, you can discover yourself. You can find out what you really love to do. What are your true gifts? What is something that it shines when you do? And how do you feel when you get to do those things? And really tapping into those true core values. What if we helped kids discover what their core values are? And when I say help discover, I don't mean plant seeds. I don't mean suggest things. I mean, what if we could start creating mindset ripples out there where we started taking action on our own mindset as moms and started to share that ripple with our children? Get them engaged. Get them taking action on something. Have them engaged in art therapy with us. Let them see us journal. Explain journaling to them and get them engaged in that. Let them explore what their core values are. Don't coach them. Don't talk to them. Don't ask them questions or don't give them answers. Ask them questions. Ask them questions about themselves and let them talk. Give them some prompts to journal through and see what they come up with. It's not always going to be the most profound answer. Okay, like let's be honest about that, right? There's going to be some answers that are not super clear and they're kind of like, I don't know, right? You're going to go, I don't know. But one thing I do know is that when you start to ask those questions, that's the seed you've planted. You have planted the seed of them starting to ask themselves some questions. They're going to start to wonder the same things and they're going to say, who am I? What do I like to do? What do I want my life to look like? Give them the gift of knowing that their life can be anything and everything they want it to be. But it starts with decisions each and every day. We all make decisions. Some give us the serving that we want, and some give us a limit that we don't want. They all have a serve and a limit. And every decision we make gives us an opportunity to reflect and decide, do I like the path I'm on? Is this getting me closer to really living the life that I want to live? And if we can start giving kids those tools of really being able to self-reflect and learn more about themselves and expand their horizons and create a sense of self to see and embrace their true gifts and share those gifts in the world, imagine what this world is going to look like in 20 years. If those kids have that mindset knowledge that we're scraping by and trying to gather and expand and heal and all the things, imagine if they have that. What will happen? We don't know the answer to that, right? Could that be messing the kids up? Could be. It's hard to say. But I can tell you what. One thing I can see in the generations right now is that there's a lot of healing going on. There's a lot of healing in the millennial generation and the generation right after that. And there's a lot of self-focus. And while that's good and that's needed, the whole is that there isn't enough listening going on. There isn't enough silence going on. There isn't enough being. And as parents, we are not supporting our children in finding themselves because we're so busy trying to find ourselves. So don't fall in that trap. Don't let yourself fall in the trap where you're recognizing that as a busy, aligned mama, you got to fill your own cup. You got to take time to become aligned. And that's true. And I'm not at all saying that you shouldn't take time for you. But don't fall in the trap where you're doing so much for you that you're not helping them find them. Don't let them get to 35 and need to find themselves too. Take what you're learning and share it with them. Let them become a part of that magic. Let them discover their true gifts while you discover yours. While you become unapologetically the best version of yourself, let them do the same. I'm starting a new group right now, and I'm doing this coming from this place of I'm not interested in coaching children. It's not something that I want to do right now. Maybe in the future, sure. But what I do want to do is take all that I do with moms, all the help that I give them, all of the support, all of the mindset work, all of those big breakthroughs that we have that are so impactful and incredible. And I want to help moms be able to take those breakthroughs and share them with their family by getting their family engaged. And so this program is just going to be so special. I'm so excited about it because we're launching this program from the viewpoint of diving in and doing mindset work as a family. It's mommy and me mindset. And, you know, I think that really speaks to the younger generations, right? But it doesn't have to be. It's not girl focused. It's not boy focused. It's not little kid focused. And it's not adolescent focused. It is achievable for all ages. Because art therapy is inside the realm for everybody. Because all it is self-expression. And every kid out there already knows how to express themselves, but they're already starting the process of thinking, this isn't good enough. I don't know if this is how it's supposed to be. Am I doing this the right way? What will somebody think if they see this? I don't want to show this. Those thought patterns start early. And so by jumping in and doing a fully immersive family mommy and me mindset approach to sharing your true gifts and allowing them to discover their own, that's what the foundation of this program is about. It is life-changing for families to be able to do this together. As a world, we are changing. We are changing this world to become a better place. We are changing this world so that we don't have to spend years healing. But don't be blind. Don't miss it. Pay attention. I'm 100% sure each and every one of us is messing up our kids in some way that we can't see. So how are you committing to your awareness to recognize how you're contributing to that? And can you be okay with the fact that there's probably always going to be a part that you're a little blind to? It's not about blame. It's not about mom guilt. It's about growth and opportunity and communication and being real, because your kids need a real mama. You can be aligned. You can be all the things, but they need you to be real too. Commit to becoming a real aligned mama and know that you are going to transform your children's lives just by dedicating to showing them the real you each and every day. Thanks for tuning in again, guys. I will see you on the next episode. You have been listening to the Aligned Mama Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. For more tips on aligning your life for optimized balance, go to lizdefinis.com. Don't forget to hit subscribe, and I will chat with you again real soon.